There have always been causes to fight for, and just the same, there have always been causes to fight against. As unfortunate as it may be, war is something that has defined human history since its inception. There are always conflicts, and there most likely always will be. But not all wars are caused by both sides. Sometimes, people must band together to defend what they believe in when others would try and take it away. When times like these arise, some people must rise above the rest and choose to fight against their country's foe. I don't think any country shows this more than the United States. In our country's short lifetime, we've seen many wars. From 1775 to 1991, over 41 million Americans have served in the military, and over 650,000 have died in battle. But not everyone who goes to war fails to come home. Those that survive are one of our greatest gifts, our war veterans. The phrase, freedom isn't free, is tossed around a lot in our country. It serves as a reminder that what we are so blessed to have here in America has come at a great cost and through much bloodshed. But how many people really understand this? For most of us, our past wars are things that happened in our history books. In the minds of many, they may as well be fictional. Something similar happens today. The war is something we hear about or see on the news. It doesn't directly affect our lives, so it may as well not even be real. Of course, there are some who have loved ones taking part, and they have an understanding of the gravity of it all. But the only people who really understand are the ones who are doing the fighting, be it on the battlefield or not. That's one reason why our veterans are so important. Without them, our understanding and appreciation of that phrase would wither and die. They are able to tell us with conviction that freedom really isn't free. They know what it means firsthand, and they are able to serve as a constant reminder of the sacrifices our country has made in the name of freedom. Besides being reminders, our veterans also serve as inspirations. Choosing to join the military is a small act of heroism in itself. If I were to ask people, "Would you be willing to fight for your country?" they would most likely say no. This is because everyone knows that not only is it dangerous, but it requires a lot from a person. Just the thought of serving overseas could make some shudder. This is why those that do choose to fight for us should be revered all the more. There is, of course, the risk of losing their lives, but sometimes that isn't the worst that could happen. Even among those that return home, there are still things that are sometimes left behind, be they physical, mental, or emotional. Not only are their physical bodies in danger, but their minds as well. While fighting for your country is considered a noble cause, that alone does not stop worry or fear. There was even a time when our veterans faced hardship back at home. During that time, many went and served as selected, but still willing, heroes. But they returned home to find themselves treated as unintentional villains. We didn't appreciate the sacrifices they were willing to make for us, or understand that they did not deserve the coldness many treated them with. Be it on the battlefield or even back at home, there are too many things to count that could bring someone down should they choose to fight for us. However, our veterans have proved that they were willing to face that. They were willing to put themselves in harm's way for the sake of the people. They were willing to compromise their own futures to ensure that we did not have to. It is for this reason that veterans are inspiring in the greatest way. They show us that bravery isn't just picking up a gun and charging the enemy. It's knowing that what you're doing could put you in danger, but it doesn't matter to you so long as you're protecting others. That is why our veterans are some of our most valuable resources. They show us what it really means to fight for your freedom, and they remind us of the sacrifices made in our nation's past so that we may appreciate them and better approach our future.